I'd like to talk about this passage to the Romans, which is a continuation of the passage from last week, in which Paul talked about all creation groaning because they've been subjected to futility. That is, we human beings have really destroyed the proper relationship between ourselves and creation into a totally exploitative one. We know more about Paul than we know about anybody in the whole Bible. We know about Paul far more than we know about Jesus, because the pictures of Jesus have all been heavily interpreted by the evangelists and by Paul himself. And the only other person maybe in the Bible whom we know fully is maybe Jeremiah in the Hebrew Scripture. But Paul, we have his own words in these letters, although they were dictated and secretaries sometimes edited the letters, you still get very much the flavor of a real human being behind these things. A person. The way that person theologizes, the way that person ministers to people, and even, although they didn't use this category in the ancient world, psychology. And it is precisely in looking at the specificity of him and his search for God, as a Jesus Jew, I think that helps us. There's a kind of universality in precisely the intensity of his own ardor in looking to live a life after Jesus. And this passage here is, I think, one of the most striking in all of the letters. And this was very much at the end of Paul's life. Romans is probably the last letter he wrote before he was murdered, executed, probably in the mid-60s. We don't know for sure. So what we have is the distillation of years and years and years, pardon me, of an intense attempt to make sense of Jesus and to find out what the consequences of that making sense are for one's own life. And what he comes up with looks pretty meager when you stand back. And he says, we don't even know what we're supposed to do. We don't know what we're supposed to pray for. But please note how different that is, at least from my self-conscious. I know who I am. I know what I need to pray for. I know where things are. I know what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. The world is pretty clearly laid out for me. But it's precisely in the process of seeking his own identity in Christ, who we are is hidden in Christ in God, he will say in another letter, that he comes up with this kind of agnosticism about himself or ignorance about himself. It's astonishing, I think. We don't know who we are. And as I said, that's not just Paul's experience, because you can see the same thing reflected in the lives of all the great God seekers. We don't know. We don't know. But clearly, it's not just being left in a state of helpless ignorance, because Paul goes on to say these extraordinary things about the animating power of God, which the Jews was always called the Spirit, is still alive, operating, moving us beyond ourselves. The Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And so the Spirit of God, who knows not only God, but knows our minds and our hearts, is urging as we attempt to pray. And that's what prayer is. Prayer is the very life of religion. And prayer is a search for God. As opposed to the kind of tidy notion when I was a little kid. We all know prayer. Prayer has four ends. It's repentance, it's gratitude, it's praise, and it's thanksgiving. That, that, that. You do all those things, bang, 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 bang. Job over. No, that doesn't mean anything. It's only out of the effort to pray that you reach this to stage a wonderful ignorance to fall at. Real ignorance, and this is not a rhetorical flurry. Huh? We don't know what we need. We don't know what is the loving thing to be that God is to do for us. We do not know. But it is the urging, the transformative power of the Spirit of God who's moving us forward, Godward, even beyond our own consciousness. I think that's a quite astonishing achievement. And it's not over. Huh? It's not over. But that's what the process is all about. Precisely the illumination of our own inadequacy, our own immaturity, our own resistance to growth. Hmm? So again, I'd like to finish with those wonderful words from the end of that great English mystical text, the cloud of unknowing. Wonderful line. The cloud of unknowing. It's not what we have been or what we are, but what we want to be. This is the locale of God's mercy toward us. And even what we want to be is not clear. Living in that wonderful state of unknowing, embraced and upheld by the Spirit of God, is exactly what the life of prayer is.